He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 415. Yikes. Now, we are back, as you can see, in the Arizona studio, and I must tell you, I've been back here for a couple days now. It is really hot. It's about noontime here, and the temperature is 104 right now, and that's not bad. It's a dry heat, of course, but yesterday it was 116. That's pretty hot, so we're hoping we get some nice, cool monsoon rain. In any event, I have a really cool gadget that I didn't even know this company existed, and boy, I'll tell you, I'm real happy with it. This company is called Maximus Lighting, and they make a lot of different types of I don't want to call it audiovisual because it's not. It's really lighting slash security devices. And this particular device, I now have three of them because it works so well. Today, what we're actually going to talk about is their smart security light. And let's take a peek at that. And there it is. This is really, really a cool light. There's no question about that. This will go on your front door. It's obviously made for outdoor use, and it looks pretty much just like any other light at night, any other lighting fixture, but actually it's not. Obviously, you put a light bulb in it, and it's going to light up and keep the porch bright or your stairway or whatever. Okay, no big deal there. But this does a lot of things inside, and you can see it right here. We'll do a close-up of it in a minute or two. But inside there is a 720 HD camera. And you won't even know it's there unless someone told you it was there. So that's kind of nice. The second thing that this does is it's a two-way talk. So you actually have the ability from your smartphone to talk to the person or to listen to whatever's going on at your front door. Very handy. Clearly, there's a microphone built in there. There's also a siren alarm, so you can have different types of sirens or greetings if you want as soon as someone approaches whatever you set the distance to that sensor to be. So if you want it 30 feet or 40 feet, you can actually aim that camera. There's a little rotating ball in there to any angle that you want. So as I mentioned, there's a PIR motion sensor in there, and you can set that proximity to 2 feet, 3 feet, 20 feet, whatever it is that you like. Very accurate. It works really well. The other thing that this has built in, obviously, is Wi-Fi. I must tell you that this camera, I'm shocked, but it's the easiest camera I have ever used to hook up to the internet. It has nothing to do with port forwarding or anything at all like that. You hook this up, supply electricity to it like you would any other fixture, and you then go into a separate app, which is totally free. It's called Kunha, K-U-N-H-A, and maybe it's K-U-N-A. We'll check in a minute, but that hooked up in less than a minute, and it's never gone out. I have lost power. When the power comes back on, the light works, and also the camera works. Very nice. It's also Bluetooth accessible if you want to do that. On the front of it, if you want them to be on very, very low on the light, it's like right there. They have three LED lights, if you want to have them lit, that will tell you what status the light is in. Is the camera on? Is the camera off? Things like that. It will require a pre-existing mount so that if you have existing fixtures on your porch or over your garage or whatever, it's very simple to hook up. Other than that, most outdoor fixtures today, when you pull them off, have an octagon box. If you have any issues about handling electricity, obviously have a licensed electrician do it, but it's very simple to hook up. I mean, very simple. I had to get a little bracket, and one of the brackets actually comes with it, but it didn't fit the way I had mine configured. So actually, I had one in my cellar, and a bracket will cost you a buck. So it was very simple to hook up. It's aluminum construction, and it's definitely weatherproof. So It does a lot of things. The silent motion detector is nice, and it has a 100 dB alarm. So the alarm is something, if someone comes near your porch or your garage, wherever you have this mounted, it will sound out a very reasonably good sounding alarm. Anybody in your family who loads the app and you allow can access this, and it's really nice. Now let's take a close-up. There's your camera, and as I said, right here you can actually see where the actual mount is on the device, so that's kind of nice. Here's the camera itself. Here's the speaker that's built in, and you really can't see any of this. This is the internal guts, and really nice. Your motion sensor is right down there, and they also have a premium service. Now, this is really something that I think is almost over the top. Being able to tell human beings apart from other sources of motion is a fundamental requirement for home security. KUNA, that's K-U-N-A. Artificial intelligence smart detection tells you if the source of the motion is a person, a car, and how many there are in the view. So that's really, really nice. No question about that. Now for $499 a month, let's call it $5 a month, if you want to get their added service, it covers one light and you get a 7-day look back, unlimited downloads of that, lifetime theft protection if someone tries to rip off the fixture. I can't see that happening. And you get smart detection, person and car detection. So that's one of their operating services that you can buy. For $10 a month, you can get a 14-day look back. And for $19.99, $20 a month, you can get up to 8 Maximus cameras and a 30-day look back, unlimited, blah, 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 blah. So very, very, very nice. And I think what we're going to do now is let's take a look at the app. So I have my my handy-dandy smartphone here, and right now I'm going to switch onto this onto my cell phone. So here I am on my cell phone, and I am going to go down and put KUNA in. There it is. And right now, again, I'm in Arizona. We're going to take a look at this camera. And there it is. It's on my garage. And I can actually see the driveway. Now, obviously, nothing is happening at this point. But it gives you a very nice look of what's going on. If someone or a car was parked there, I would get an instant alert. And I like that. I like that a lot. What I'm going to do now is get out of that and actually go in some of the pre-recorded things that I have found, and I think you'll find that very, very interesting. So let's go into videos, which is what this is, and here we go. This is what happened last week, and as you'll see, it's very, very cool. So there it is. Ah, look at that on the right-hand side. And it was 2:39 in the morning on July 9th, and there you go. And if you look behind the deer, you can actually see the next-door neighbor's car. So I thought for sure that that was very cool. And again, you're able to download the videos and keep them. So very, very nice device. The price of this is, I think, $149. Well worth it, but I will tell you, if you look around, I was able to buy these on sale for $80. I bought one, I hooked it up, which I never hook up stuff the day I buy it, but I just happened to hook it up the day I bought it. I thought it was phenomenal. I couldn't believe how good it was, and then I went back and I bought two more, so I now own three of these, and I'm extremely happy with it. So if you're looking for a good security system, this indeed very well may be what you're looking for. I find it to be simple to use, a ton of features. The video was excellent. Just capturing that deer in the woods was phenomenal. My kids enjoyed it. My grandkids enjoyed it for sure. But a very nice device. The fact that it sends off an alarm is awesome. And the people in front of that can hear the alarm right at the light. And additionally, what's cool is the light necessarily doesn't have to be on or off for the camera to work. So that's also nice. The only thing I'll caution you is in my house, and probably a lot of homes, you have an on and off switch for the porch lights or the garage lights. That has to be on all the time. You can have the light on or off all the time. I have the light coming on automatically at dusk, from dusk till dawn. I have a light bulb that's an LED, so it might cost me 5 cents a year to keep the light on like that, but it only goes on at night, at dusk, and off at dawn. So that's what I chose to use, and I'm very happy with that setting. So other than that, if you leave that light switch on, the camera will always be on. So that's just one thing you might want to keep in mind. All right, now let's take a look at our second thing that we're going to go back here and review, and that would be the Blink camera. Now, you remember a while ago, I had three Blink cameras that I bought. One hooked up in an instant. One did not hook up. I had to call tech support, and the third one was broken, so I'm going to give you an update. The service that I got, customer service from Blink, was absolutely a 10. Fantastic. I told them it wouldn't hook up, and they told me essentially to do this, that, and the other thing, and long story short, the camera was broke. They immediately replaced it. I sent them back the broken one. I got the new one in less than a week and hooked that up. It worked fine. The other camera, the third camera, I had a problem with it. I was going too fast. I didn't actually read the QCR code in the back. I skipped over that, which is an important step. And boom, they all work. So once again, let's take a look at my Blink app on the smartphone, and we'll take a look at those three cameras. So here we are on the Blink app, and I don't love the interface, I'll tell you that right now, but so what? So the first camera that I have is actually outdoors, so I'm going to click on live view here, and we will take a look at that particular camera. The camera is outside, up on the deck. Let's see if we could turn that sideways. There you go. And the picture actually on my cell phone looks a lot better than the picture here. But that's the view from my deck in Rhode Island. And I can actually hear the birds chirping. I don't think you can hear that in the microphone here. But it looks like a rainy day. You can see the puddles. You can see the post office box way in the back. They're kind of in the middle of the screen. And this camera works great. So that's the Blink. So I'm going to close that out. And now I'm going to go to the second camera. And the second camera, I believe, is in my office. Let's take a look. And that will give you an overview. This is an inside camera, yep. So there's the office, and no one's there, which is a good thing. And then the last camera, I believe, I have is in the living room. So we'll take a quick peek at that. And again, that's an indoor camera. So you'll notice I can actually hit that talk button in the lower left there and talk to whoever's in the house. There's no one there now. And on the right-hand side, of course, you'll see my car. I always park it when I leave, and my little playhouse. So that's also a lot of fun. So there you have a look at a couple different cameras. We got the Maximus Light and the Blink. I do like the Blink cameras. What I like about them a lot is that they take regular batteries, 1.5-volt batteries, two of them. It's real easy to install, and the batteries are supposed to last up to 2 years. We shall see. I got one outside and two inside, 3,800 miles away, and let's see what happens. But I have no problems with the Blink cameras. I do not like the Arlos. We've talked about that. So at this point, let us move on. So now I'm going to talk about a service here. And let's see, there it is there. I may have briefly mentioned this a couple weeks ago, but now that I've been fooling around with this, I got to tell you, I have an iPhone, and I actually went into Apple News Plus, and it's a service that charges you $10 a month, but on that you are able to read in high def about 200 different magazines, and I just love this feature. I am really impressed with it, and what's even nicer is if you put someone on your family share, up to five people, I believe, using the iOS operating system, you can share this service with them also, so that you can have several people reading several different magazines at the same time. It's really nice, especially, I you know, I'm into photography a lot. There's, I think, seven different photographic magazines that I would typically try to read every month as it is. So this just does a wonderful job. It also gives you your choice of news feeds, so you can read like the Washington Post or the New York Times or things like that. It's well worth it. If you buy a magazine, it's probably $8. Here you're getting a couple hundred and it's $10 a month. Granted, you don't have the physical paper and magazine in your hand, but I read it on my iPad and I'm very happy with it. Let's take a look at some apps of the day. This is called Glitch Art Studio Camera Effects. Now, if you want to liven up your photos and have people think that you're a Photoshop guru, this might be a good app for you to load. As you can see, you get all kinds of crazy special effects. Totally free, this app, and I think you will be very, very happy with it, especially for the price. Another app that I just recently started to use, it's excellent. It's called Visionist. And man, you can make some really cool artwork from your photographs with the click of a button. And by clicking various filters, you get various effects. Totally free. If you do want some more effects, more filters, you would buy those. But they're only like $1.99, so it's really not that expensive. But as you can see here, it does a wonderful job of creating cartoon-like or illustration-like images from your photographs. So check that out. Now, this next one is called Pimp Your Screen. I tested this app out. It does everything it says. I just don't use it, but if you want to make your screen colorful and different types of home scenes or lock the screen or have it evolve to different types of screens, this is the app that you want to get. Totally free. I think you'll enjoy that app. This was free for a couple days. I'm not sure it still is. If it's not, it's $2, so it's not going to break the bank. But a very interesting, colorful app. I definitely enjoyed it. All right, our next app is a must if you have kids. Now, I know it's the middle of the summer, you know, it's July 18th, and your kids are driving you crazy. I get it. Or you have the grandkids over and you don't know what to do with them. Well, here you go. This is called iPhone Screenshots, called Foldify. Foldify, and it gives you a screenshot that you could print out, and you can cut these up, and as you can see, you can make really cool characters. The kids love these things. I even like it. It's a lot of fun. Real-time 3D preview, creative tools, hundreds of different elements that you could use, photo importing, AirPrint, Dropbox support, PDF and email exporting. So it shows you how to basically print something out. It shows you where to cut, how to fold it. And it's a blast, and it's free. This says it's $2.99, but it was free this week. But for $3, I guarantee you it will keep your kids occupied, and you too, for quite some time. All right, if you're doing any video editing, this is a must. This is one of the best programs out there for doing video editing, and it's finally available on the Google Play Store. I think it's also available on the iOS, but if you have an Android operating system, definitely load down Adobe Premiere Rush. It's hands down, I think, the best editor out there. So if you want to make some really cool edits and combine a couple videos or add text or titles or special effects, this would be the app to use for sure. This is definitely free, and check it out. Little learning curve, but I think you'll be able to handle it. All right, our last app of the day is called Pixtica, or Pixtica. Totally free, really nice app. What this will do is it's basically a new camera app that just came out, and it's for photographers and for filmmakers or people who do video on their phones. But this is designed to give you quick and intuitive edits and special effects. Does a great job, very easy to use. The interface is, quite frankly, really intuitive. Very, very simple app to learn. And if you're looking here, if you're a hobbyist or professional or someone who has barely touched a camera, this is the app for you. It has live filters, which is really nice. A live filter is you have something framed in the camera, whether you're going to do a video or a photograph of it, and you can actually click on the filters and it will overlay, and you actually can see what you're going to get. So that's kind of a nice feature. I haven't seen that around. You have manual controls, exposure controls. You have a GIF recorder. This GIF recorder is really cool. If you haven't, if you've ever seen these animated GIFs where someone's going like this or smiling or whatever, and it repeats itself, maybe 2 second animation. This is how it's done with this GIF recorder. Create GIF animations with different capture modes. Four unique tools for your selfies will never be the same again. So that's a lot of fun. Excellent panorama capture on this. Very nice. Slow motion, hyperlapse. All kinds of cool things. You can even shoot in RAW. If you're a photographer, you may know that RAW files are much beefier in terms of resolution, a better quality. Takes more space, but in any event, it's a beefier quality of photograph. So that is going to wrap it up today. I have a mess here. I would turn the camera around, but I'm not going to show it to you. I have a ton of new equipment that arrived while I was gone. I was in the process of rewiring the whole studio here, and I never finished that project. So I am going to post this show and tackle this rat's nest of wires. Oh, my God. In any event, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everybody next week. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.